We are in the octave of Christmas, and it's the feast of St. John the Evangelist. Welcome to today's Christmas cast. This is Father John Zilsdorf. From Advent and Christmas with the Church Fathers, published recently by Tan Books. It's quite fine. The one apostle for whom the church does not celebrate with red vestments and cloths is John the Beloved, John the Evangelist. Having outlived the other 11, John was sentenced to a life of exile on the island of Patmos by the Roman Emperor Domitian around the year 95. Tradition thus places St. John's death around 100, celebrated as a martyr in desire, but not in action. Having received unmatched graces, he is known in the Eastern Church as John the Theologian for his theologically packed writings. Along with his brother James and our first Pope Peter, John must have enjoyed a special intimacy with Jesus. He was not only known as the Beloved, but comfortable enough with Jesus to lean on him at a meal. John was also chosen to be with Jesus in four pivotal moments: the Transfiguration, the healing of Jairus' daughter, Jesus' time of agony in the Garden of Gethsemane on Holy Thursday, and of course under the cross with Mary as the beloved disciple was instructed to take her into his home. Legend tells us that John took Mary to his home in Ephesus, and that is why the Third Ecumenical Council determining Mary's divine motherhood was held in 431 in Ephesus, a place of great Marian devotion, and tended to her until she was assumed body and soul into heaven. The two left the Holy Land to go into modern-day Turkey around 44, after Herod had imprisoned Peter and had John's brother James put to death. While in exile on Patmos, a common place for Roman rulers to banish those deemed to be hostile to the state, which for Romans meant hostile to the gods and goddesses as well, the Holy Spirit inspired John to compose the Book of Revelation as well, the final book of the Bible, full of symbols and meaning. There he tells the church that he is sharing in the distress of all the persecuted, shoved through death's door for his fidelity to Christ. I, John, your brother, who share with you the distress, the kingdom, and the endurance we have in Jesus, found myself on the island called Patmos because I proclaimed God's word and gave testimony to Jesus. From Advent to Epiphany by Father Patrick Troadec. St. John received three gifts from Jesus, three gifts which correspond to the three states of our Lord. Our Lord, in fact, knew three different states on this earth: life, death, and, at the Last Supper, an intermediate state, a state where death and life were mingled, where he was at once dead and living, in the celebration of the Last Supper, when, eating with his disciples, he showed them that he was alive and, wishing to be eaten by his disciples, as an immolated victim, he appeared to them as dead. Over the course of each one of these states, which our Lord passed through, St. John received a corresponding gift. During the life of our Lord, St. John received the cross from his Master. At our Lord's death, St. John received from him his own mother. And on the evening of Holy Thursday at the Last Supper, he received the heart of his divine Master. Of the cup that I drink, you shall drink, and with the baptism with which I am to be baptized, you shall be baptized, Jesus told his favorite disciple. That is the first gift. Behold thy mother, our Lord declared to St. John from the cross. It was the second gift. And on the evening of Holy Thursday, Jesus granted St. John the beautiful privilege of resting his head on his breast in order to let St. John hear the beating of his heart, to allow him to taste the infinity of the divine love. And that is the third gift. Lord Jesus, in the footsteps of St. John, I accept to carry my cross after thee. I want to live as a child of Mary and be devoted to thine divine heart. Ever since my baptism, I am allowed to access thy sacred heart. Therefore, I promise thee to show my gratitude, not only by my prayers, but also by my acts.